Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Mark O'Mara, President of the Garda Representative Association. Tell us why you believe overzealous discipline has left Gardaí afraid to draw their batons, even when in danger.
Good morning, Shane. Good morning. I suppose we're all members of Garda Síochána bound by the Code of Ethics and Garda Decision Making Model, and the old discipline regs, which are now being replaced by the Conduct and Performance Regulations. So the GSOC Policing Authority, we have a myriad of oversight bodies on us, including Garda Management. And I think that you don't see that in any other walk of life. Any other employee has to endure that. And I believe that there's, and we believe, our members are telling us, there's an overzealous application of discipline on that. There's many very minor infractions which never come to the fore. They were never, publicised. And those very minor infractions are often ones that are disciplined by our members frontline, doing their job on a daily basis, whereby there is no complaint made by the public or no complaint made to GSOC, but nonetheless, it is deemed, albeit very minor infractions, to be subject to discipline of our members. And we believe that is causing a major problem for our members. So when we look back at the likes of the riots last November, and we look back, over other incidents during the year where members were questioned, if you like, if not criticised, for being slow to draw batons and pepper spray and so on, the direction was quite unclear from management at that time in relation to an order to draw batons and use batons. And our members fear that when they do that, they will be disciplined for excess use of force.
Is that not more of a failure of communication than one of excess supervision?
I think ultimately when the member on the ground is being disciplined or a fear of discipline, then that is a problem. And it's more than just a direction or a communication. And I think it's a reality, unfortunately, for our members.
It's a reality born out of necessity, is it not? I mean, GSOC was brought in for a reason. Because of a number of scandals, I suppose, but there was a crisis of confidence in an Garda Síochána at the time, and there was a feeling that something needed to be done to address that, and that supervision was required. I mean, you can't have a police force without supervision.
I think there's 2 points in that. Number one, in relation to the scandal and the lack of trust in Garda Síochána, I think to say that that reflected members of Garda rank across the board would be incorrect.
I
appreciate that, but I think that that's what some of the listeners may take from that. It's most certainly what I took from that. But similarly, I think that members who use our service, 2-3% is all of the 11,000 members that we represent would use our services for discipline throughout their lifetime. So our commissioner is on record as saying where there is no discipline, there is indiscipline. And I quoted that during the last article on The Independent on Sunday. I find that almost offensive because
is it not just a statement of fact? Is that not a fairly logical statement?
If there isn't discipline,
there's indiscipline.
I think there's a certain type of individual who joins in Garda Síochána, and we are quite unique in that. And I think that that needs to be remembered. Not everybody will join in Garda Síochána and choose a career path in our organisation. And those that do, I think the 98% and most certainly try their level best to adhere to all discipline and to their own moral compass. And I think that's something that really needs to be remembered. I think that we ourselves would say, where we have members who are alleged to be involved in corrupt practice or illegal behaviour, we have no you know, support for that kind of behaviour. Absolutely not. Quite the opposite. As an association, the GRA. So we wouldn't condone that. But it's a very, very small few. And unfortunately, in the size of the organisation, there's always going to be a small few, Shane. But I think
yeah,
overall,
now I have to put it to you that the problems that emerged a decade ago, it was more than a few bad apples. There was systemic issues in An Garda Síochána. Going from the quashing of penalty points to much more serious things than that. It wasn't just a few bad apples, it would be incorrect, factually incorrect to state that.
The quashing of penalty points is before the courts at the moment, and we're aware of that. And I think that if we look in long term at that investigation, the members that have been suspended long term as a result of that, and the numbers of those who will or have received charges to appear before the courts are very, very small.
Okay.
And I think that's something that, again, it needs to be looked at. And those members have yet to be convicted or tried. So we need to be very careful what we say in relation to that. And I suppose any more than that for me would be inappropriate to comment on.
All right.
At this time.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you indeed for talking to us
this
morning. The President of the Garda Representative Association, Mark O'Mara, there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.